The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and with me are Rob Dew and Joshua Owens, and they were, of course, at the Dreamer Riots in California based around the Trump rallies. And, of course, you're not allowed to have a rally. You'll have a lot of, I guess, what were these guys, about high school to college age, most of them, coming out there with Mexican flags, waving them, wearing them on their heads, and smashing police cars, you know, because so, you can't have a political rally. There was an interesting thing, and we're going to come back to the videos and what you guys saw there, but I want to get your reaction to this. Listen to what Heidi Cruz said yesterday. Let's play this clip.
Ted is an immigrant. He is Hispanic.
Ted is an immigrant. He is a Hispanic. This is an interesting admission, because this is something that's... Yeah, let's play that one more time.
Ted is an immigrant. He is Hispanic.
Ted is an immigrant. He is Hispanic. Okay. Now, this is something that's picked up on the Washington Examiner. It was interesting because the context of this was how he's going to unify the party. That's the next thing she said. Okay. He's been winning the women's vote in state after state. Well, he didn't win it in the last
like
six
New York.
States at all. Okay. He was like way behind in every demographic. Okay. In every state. But of course, if he wins one state, he's got momentum again,
yeah,
according to his people. But here's the thing. She's trying to make this case, and they will be whoever they need to be in order to get votes. So to these people, she's saying Ted is an immigrant. He is a Hispanic. And I look at this and I think about what Donald Trump said. He said, well, you know, Ted Cruz is a Canadian until about 14 or 15 months ago. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I have to ask myself,
we will protect the banker class.
Yeah. You know, when questioned about his natural born citizen status, Ted Cruz always says, well, I'm a lawyer. I've argued before the Supreme Court. I know what a natural born citizen is. And yet he wants to tell us that he had no idea he was a Canadian citizen until just 14 or 15 months ago. I mean, how is this guy even remotely competent or honest if either of those things are true? It's absolutely amazing. There is a difference, and people need to understand this. There is a difference between a naturalized citizen and a natural born citizen. That qualification was in there. If you want to go back and look at the discussions around the time the Constitution was ratified, if you want to be an originalist, which is what Ted Cruz says he's going to support, put into the Supreme Court, if you want to know what the Constitution means, what these phrases mean, just like you want to know what militia means, you can go back and you look at the deliberations at the time the Constitution was passed. It's not rocket science. It's not hidden. It's not some obscure thing. We know what it means. He doesn't want to talk about it. He just wants to say, hey, I'm qualified, okay?
Well, but David, I met two naturalized citizens. I definitely met more, but I interviewed two. One was from Ecuador, and one was from Australia, and they talked about the process they had to go through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It took one of the things I don't like about that process is they had to get her up. The lady had to get her up to date on her vaccine. She mentioned that she was not into vaccines at all, and she didn't agree with that. But she wanted to become a citizen. But they said one took 6 years, one took 7 years.
Yeah.
It's not a cakewalk, but I said, was it worth the effort? They said, yes, it was worth the effort. I came to this country because I want to be part of it. And one guy said, you know, when I came here, I was a liberal Democrat. And then when I got to see how things really work in this country, I switched. He was a huge Trump supporter. And people were screaming at him, calling him a racist and a race traitor and everything else. So I interviewed him at the rally. And then I interviewed him out in the street after he was leaving. He was walking away. I said, hey, man, how's it going? He's like, I don't know what's going on. These people hate me now. They call me a race traitor. They don't like me. They're mad. They were pushing me. And, you know, he was just trying to leave the event.
Well, that's one aspect of it, shutting down people's free speech and the intolerance as part of that. But then here's the other thing, and this is the intolerance and the despising of the popular vote that I saw from George Will, for example. He writes an op-ed piece for the Washington Post. He says, if Trump is nominated, the GOP must keep him out of the White House. In other words, make sure that Hillary gets in there for the good of the GOP. Look, we understand they've got an agenda here, folks. The reason they don't want Trump in there, the reason people like George Will would like to see Hillary in, is because of the globalist treaties. It's a division between globalism and nationalism. It's not about anything.
And the left doesn't
else.
Want to talk about it.
That's
that.
Right. We'll be right back. Josh Owens and Rob Dew. I'm David Knight. Stay with us.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Rob Dew and Josh Owens. They've been here showing some new videos that have just gone up on Infowars.com, as well as one that's gone viral, I think, on Facebook. It's got about 2 million views already just on Facebook, I think. We're going to be showing some other videos. Also, we'll be taking some of your calls and questions for them as to what they saw with the Dreamer riots. Before we get back to the suppression of free speech and the intolerance, I wanted to read a quote from George Will. This, of course, was in the Washington Post. It mentioned this in the last segment. His total despising of the popular vote. This is an elitist party apparatchik talking here. Listen to what he has to say. Indiana and California can, by supporting Cruz, make the Republican convention a deliberative body rather than one that merely ratifies decisions made elsewhere. Where would those decisions have been made, guys? He's talking about the elections, okay? So he thinks that the convention needs to make this decision, of course, rather than ratifying decisions that were made by voters across the country. And he goes, a convention's sovereign duty is to choose a plausible nominee who has a reasonable chance to win, not to passively affirm the will of a mere plurality of voters that was recorded episodically in a protracted process. Well, okay, let's understand. What he's saying is that their responsibility is to pick somebody and not go to the plurality of voters. Just ignore that, okay? That plurality of voters recording episodically in a protracted process, that's what we call a primary election. And that's the contempt these people have for this. He says, if Trump were to be nominated, conservatives would have two tasks. The first one to be make sure that he loses 50 states. These are the insiders. This is the insiders of the GOP. Listen to what Ted Cruz said along the same lines. He said the last contested convention we had was in 1976. Ronald Reagan had a million more votes than Gerald Ford, but Gerald Ford got the votes of the majority of the delegates. Now, what Ted Cruz doesn't say is, what happened to Gerald Ford? He lost miserably to Jimmy Carter. Okay, why? Because they threw out the mere plurality of voters, okay?
They have the people.
Yeah, they have contempt for the voters. That didn't work out too well for the GOP establishment, did it? And then he goes on to say, you know, I'll use a football analogy. This is Ted Cruz again. He says, if you're on the 30-yard line and it's not a touchdown, Donald right now is on the 30-yard line. He wants everybody to say, hey, the game is over. I'm past the 50. So what? He can't earn a majority. Well, here's the real analogy, okay? The real analogy is that time has expired, okay? And, you know, let's say right now at this point, Trump is ahead 900 to 500, okay? So let's take it down to a football number. Let's say 36 to 20, okay? So at the end of regular play, Team A is ahead by 36 to 20. Team B demands that we have sudden death overtime and that they get new rules, new players, and They own the refs, okay? That's the real reality here that Ted Cruz is talking about. It's a rigged process. They want to overthrow the ballot box, just like these rioters that you guys were recording want to overthrow the soapbox.
I got an analogy for you. Ted Cruz is an anchor, and he's just pulling people down. Here it is from the Daily Caller. Glenn Beck, my campaigning with Cruz didn't cause layoffs at the Blaze.
Yeah.
The Blaze has apparently laid off 40 employees and lost $500,000 campaigning with Ted Cruz. That's Glenn Beck's outfit.
Yeah.
So he is really, you know, now that Glenn Beck has jumped the shark literally over to the Ted Cruz camp, he's literally just going up in flames.
He's an anchor around Glenn Beck's legs, and then Carly Fiorina is an anchor around Ted Cruz's legs. So they're just adding anchor after anchor on this.
So, yeah, poor Beck, he's really eating his words at this point. Yes, I've lost money. I've lost $500,000. That's my choice. I believe in something. I'm not sure what he's believing in.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know what Ted Cruz believes in. You can't tell what
you don't know what he
you don't know.
In. Absolutely. He's got a piece of software that's basically the Hitchhiker's Guide to winning elections, okay? He pulls up this device as people are going door to door, and it tells them exactly what to say to you. It's kind of like a debabilizer, okay? This person speaks this language, so talk to them this way. Tell them precisely what they want to hear. He doesn't stand for anything. He's been on both sides of every issue. He's really the John Kerry of the GOP. But what you can see in this, the consistency, is that he will say or do anything. And now what he's saying is that Donald Trump will do everything he can to encourage riots. Did you see Donald Trump out there smashing cars? Did you see Donald Trump supporters out there smashing cars?
Nope.
Burning flags. Did they grab Mexican flags from the protesters and burn them in their face?
At every event that I've been to, and I've been to probably 15 now, I've never seen a Donald Trump person go out and try to find and pick a fight.
Yeah.
They're standing in line trying to get in. They want to get in and see what Donald has to say. Even the people who are skeptical are like, I'm not sure if I like this guy or not, but I want to see what he has to say. I want to see what the crowd's like. Mm-hmm. Because apparently they think it's some the people on the outside, you know, the people who hate Trump, think it's some sort of Klan rally that's going on in there. When it's just a guy speaking, you can see all of his speeches on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's no Klan rally going on. There's no cross burning. No. It's just talking about how do we take our country, which has been dragged down by the globalists, and how do we change that? Unfortunately, these young kids, these impressionable youths, have been duped by, you know, Facebook, who's pushing an anti-Trump movement, who's pushing open borders, yet the owner of Facebook lives around a wall.
Yeah.
You know, how ironic is that? You know, you've got this crowd of people who just, you know, are literally, they're brainwashed, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Well, at the end of that video, when you talk to that Mexican guy and you say, how is Trump racist? And he can't explain it. So then he reverts to, well, a friend of a friend of a friend told me that Trump would make his employees leave the room because he hated them because they were black and Mexican. It's like
no proof.
A friend of a friend. So they have this bubble speak where they're in their little groups. They don't know what's going on in the world. I mean, there are cars spinning around them. They're jumping out in front of it. They're jumping around in the streets like
that ought to tell you something
party.
Right there. Yeah.
They're delusional, and it's obvious, especially when you're there and you look in their eyes and you see them spitting on someone's car, destroying someone's car just for wearing a Trump shirt.
Yeah. And they're saying, he says we're bad people as they smash police cars.
Right.
And as they bloody people's faces. And he's in there in the rally with people of all different races and cultures who are holding up pictures of loved ones who've been killed by illegal aliens who've come in here unvetted, and they're criminals, and we're not allowed to vet them. That would be bad for us to do that. But, you know, that's and now we've got some B-roll. There's
the car getting destroyed. And then you had the guy who was just trying to get out of the parking lot. They block him up. He gets out of his car saying, hey, can you guys move? Someone grabs his hat. And then he lunges for his hat because those hats are pretty expensive. You know, the $30 Make America, the MAGA hat. And they use that as an excuse to pounce on this guy and literally beat the tar out of him.
Mm.
I mean,
and I can tell you, standing there, I heard that guy, the meat in his face split open is how hard they hit him in the face.
Wow.
And his face was covered in blood just for wearing a Trump hat and standing there trying to leave.
They're so tolerant. They're so nice. And it's so great to see that coming here. And we can't vet that. We can't punish them because that would be racist.
Right, okay? Right.
And no matter what they do, if you deport them, if you send them to jail, then that's racism. And I'm sick and tired of it. You know, I think when we look at these events here, if people look at this and look at what was going on the inside and they look at what these people are doing, to me, that is the end of the election right there.
How do you justify that right there? How, in any way, shape, or form, can you go, oh, that's cool because he was with Trump? Like the mindset there, just the total idiotic.
It's a gang mindset.
Yeah,
it's the mindset.
It's a mob mentality.
Yeah,
mob mentality.
It is mobs.
And I call those people thugs. In that, because and people, why are you calling them thugs? Thugs would go out and do that to somebody.
Yeah.
The only person that thinks that is okay is a thug.
Yeah. And it's that kind of tribalism thinking, okay, that feeds the cartels as much as the war on drugs. I want to do we have time to play another video? Let's go to another video. But I also want to give out this number because I know a lot of people want to ask you guys some questions. On Sunday, we've got a different number. It's 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. If you want to call in with questions or with comments, maybe
I'd love to hear
California.
From people who were there. If you were there at that event, you know, at either event. Either the San Francisco event or the one in Orange County, which was Costa Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
If you're at either one of those events, definitely call in and give us your perspective on what you saw. Were you one of the rioters, you know, showing love? Or were you one of the people standing in line just waiting to go in and see Trump, or, and one of the disappointed people that didn't get in? Let me tell you.
Or maybe you got in, you know, and again, that number is 877-789-ALEX.
Towards the end, when they closed off the gates and there was only one gate open, it was like a Black Friday, people trying to get in. So many people wanted to see Trump.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow.
These people were really, really supporting him. But nobody was violent then either. They were just like, hey, we want to get in.
And but Ted Cruz says those people were the problem, not the rioters, not the open border immigrants.
Go to the Cricket Ted Cruz
right
rally. See what
and that number is 877-789-ALEX if you want to call in.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Rob Dew and Josh Owens, who were just out at the Dreamer Riots in California. Riots that occurred around the Trump rally. We're also going to go to your calls. Terry, David, Chris, others, hang on. We're going to go to you in just a moment. We've got one more video that we want to show and talk about. Before we do that, I also want to let you know about the end of the mega sale on InfoWars Select Storable Food. That's 30 to 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and this is a huge discount, folks. Huge, huge,
huge.
This is, and of course, 30 to 40% off. This is going to end on Friday. Alex extended it through tonight, but this will definitely be the end of it. He did that as a thank you to people and to help you prepare. You know, we're looking at these riots. We're looking at how our society is on the verge of breaking down. And as Rob Dew was just talking about one of these riots, somebody who's living in San Francisco in a city on an earthquake zone comes over and says, what are you, one of these preppers? And it's like, yeah, yeah, we need to take some preparation for our family, for ourselves. And this is one way that you can take advantage of this mega sale. 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Super Male Vitality is about to sell out. It's a good time to secure your supply right now. And if you sign up for AutoShip, you will never be sold out on the supplements that you buy, on the products that you buy on a regular basis. You pick how much you want to get on the interval that you want to get it, and you get a 10% discount. That's our way of saying thank you. And again, we want to make this a win-win situation. So you help us by letting us know how to manage our inventory better, and we try to extend that savings to you with a 10% discount. Again, Super Male Vitality is about to sell out, and tonight ends the sale of 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. Tell us about this next video, Rob.
Well, first of all, as I walk around with an InfoWars mic, I get a lot of people, hey, InfoWars, great, I love it. Glad InfoWars is here. Then you get some people that, you know, hate free speech and hate freedom and hate liberty and want to have a totalitarian fascist state, a dictatorship.
Get out of here. I need your muscle to remove these reports.
Exactly. Yeah, any of that stuff. And so I look at these guys and they're like, why? How could you support Trump? How could you support him? You know, in the beginning, I wasn't for Trump. You weren't for Trump. No. But when you see both sides of the snake, of the eagle, of death, which is the Democrats and the Republicans attacking this guy, mm-hmm. It makes you think, why are they so mad at this guy? What has he done? Do they really care about Americans and America? No, we know that's true.
Yeah.
We know the Democrats don't give a flying F about what's going on in our country. Neither do the Republicans, those diehard groups. They could care less. They are for themselves. They are for special interests. Okay, yeah. That's what pisses me off so much, that these people, you know, how could you be for Trump? How dare you? Because I have long hair. I'm suddenly bow down to whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, we know he's not a libertarian. When it comes to libertarian or when it comes to individual liberty, it's a Hobson's choice. We don't have a choice, okay? They got one thing that they put out there. And when we're looking at Donald Trump, however, there is a choice between globalism and nationalism. And if we don't make that choice now, and that's something that the president can legitimately do, all of these, so many of these issues that they get people so fired up about,
yep,
aren't things that the president can do anything or should do anything according to the Constitution, okay? But this is something in terms of the globalism versus nationalism, if we can keep the nation, if we can keep from turning over our government to offshore committees who are going to manage our economy, to the people who are going to set up carbon taxes to shut us down. If we can maintain our borders, maintain our country, maintain our Constitution, at least in theory, then we can restore it in practice. We have an opportunity to do that, and we can do that at places other than the president. But when it comes to the president, there's nobody out there that's talking about the Bill of Rights.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or the 28 pages.
Yeah, that's right.
But nobody wants to talk about
that. Is, and they really do hate him, and they really made it clear. I mean, we look at people unmasking, like George Will, and saying, well, we got to make sure if he gets the nomination that he loses in all 50 states.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a coordinated attack on all sides, and people need to figure out, like, why are they doing this? And not necessarily go, hey, I'm behind Trump. One thing Trump said, he's only going to be president for 4 years if he wins. And he said, I'm just going to do it for 4 years and I'm out. Okay, that should tell you something. That should tell you this guy is not thirsting for power. He's going to get in, do what he's going to do, and then move on and let somebody else take over. But maybe that's enough time. Maybe that 4 years is enough time for our country to wake up and really see what's going on in the world and not just blindly follow these demagogues out there, these media talking heads that tell you, you know, the sky is green when it's really blue.
Well, it's very important for people to understand how this whole system has been rigged. Yeah. They need to understand that we've had a single party at the top when it comes to issues of globalism, of things like NAFTA and these new treaties that they're presenting us with, the Trans-Pacific, Transatlantic Partnership. That's what they need to understand. Let's go to that report right now, and let's play that, and we'll talk about that when we come back, and we'll take your calls.
Seeing all this opposition coming from Bernie and Hillary supporters, and sitting there talking about we're liberal, we're loving, we just want peace, yet they throw eggs at you and punch you in the mouth because they're peaceful and loving. I saw what went down in Southern California.
Right.
It got to me. I had to come out here and actually talk about what's going on. These people don't want to talk to you. That's the problem. They sit there and say they don't have double standards and that they're not hypocritical. They'll come up to you and just yell and scream.
Nazis, racists, can't get jobs! Nazis, racists, can't get jobs!
All right, they said they were going to be arrested. Got people being triggered.
Yeah, no other countries do this. There's no Muslim countries killing gays right now. It's just the United States that's bad. That's
right.
Disillusioned youth. Burning the flag right now. They're burning the American flag at this point. There's a useful dupe. Yeah, they're not practicing hate at all right now.
That's right.
This is ridiculous. We can't let a guy, we're so afraid of one man that we can't let him speak. And we're going to try to, now if people were burning,
they're burning
an effigy.
Yeah.
If you did that with any other person, you would be a heretic.
Yeah.
You would have to be, you know, crucified. Like
wearing stickers that said decapitate Trump.
Yeah, decapitate Trump.
With anybody else, it'd be a hate crime. That is cool.
It's okay. It's okay if you're brown and want to burn something in effigy. That's when it's okay. There they are pushing us off a sky bridge right now, the cops. And that was just press up there. They didn't even want press up there.
This is an anti-Trump guy who really wanted to get into a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the lady who got arrested. She's wearing the green bandana.
Both
a little anarchist green
both
bandana.
Both of those people were Hispanic, by the way.
Yeah.
He was telling her she was a disgrace because she is.
Yeah. She later said she'd rather be young and dumb than old.
Well, here they are. They come to this country. They burn the American flag. They fly the Mexican flag. And they get in people's faces. And, of course, Ted Cruz says Donald Trump is.
But that's loving. That's the new love now. Okay? Yeah. That's what we've been conditioned to accept, that love is getting in people's faces at political rallies and pushing them, spitting on them, and cussing at them and punching them out. That's love.
That's amazing. Let's go to Terry in Virginia. Terry, we've got just a little bit of time, and if we don't have time, we'll hold you over through the break. Go ahead, Terry.
Hi. I just wanted
to report two things. I was a delegate at the Virginia State Republican Convention over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that was a troubling thing is that we came away voting on a slate that had 10 Cruz delegates. And
okay, hang on. We're going to go to a break. We're out of time. You can tell us what the results were when we come back. Stay with us. David Knight, Rob Dew, and Josh Owens, and our caller there, Terry in Virginia. Stay with us.
Brain Force, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brain Force did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brain Force right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it. Find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brain Force. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brain Force, and came in.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Rob Dew and Josh Owens. We've been talking about what happened in California with the Dreamer riots, and now we're going to take your calls. We were just talking to Terry in Virginia. She was a delegate to the Virginia GOP convention. Terry, we ran out of time just as you were telling us what happened there. Recap how many people were there and what the decision was that was made. Go ahead.
Well, there were supposed to be over 5,000 delegates that were supposed to attend, but we ended up with less than 3,000 that showed up. We were given a list of 78 delegates to go to the national convention. 27 of those delegates had committed to Cruz, 16 committed to Trump. We had 32 that were undeclared and 3 for Kasich. And at the end of the day when we were ready to vote, they handed us what they call a slate. And this is, I'm not exactly sure how they choose these 13 delegates to go to the national convention out of the 78 that we were given. But we ended up with 10 Cruz delegates going to the national convention and 3 Trump in a state where Donald Trump won 35% of the popular vote and Ted Cruz won 17%. Now, I was a voter in favor of Ted Cruz, so I'm not like he wanted to stay on Hannity. I'm not a Trump whiner that's complaining about this delegate process. But it was obvious to me at the end of the day that this was rigged. It was fact. There was,
yes.
You know.
Well, it's what I mentioned earlier when we see this editorial from George Will saying that we shouldn't allow voters who have been recorded episodically in a protracted process determine who the nominee is going to be. In other words, he's just flat out rejecting the whole idea of having primary elections. And then we have Ted Cruz say this. He says, it's going to be a battle to see who can earn a majority of the delegates elected by the people at the convention. And it's like, wait a minute, which one is it? Is it going to be the delegates that were elected by the people, or is it going to be the delegates that the GOP and Ted Cruz selected to go to the convention? That's the thing that I'm concerned about. Wouldn't you think, and you say you're a Cruz supporter, wouldn't you think that the people that are quote-unquote Cruz delegates, that they would be supporting Cruz, and people who are Trump delegates would be people who are loyal to Trump to go to the convention? Wouldn't you think that would be the way that it would be arranged, Terry?
Well, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
And there were plenty of us there yesterday. I tell you, there were a lot of arguing. There was a lot of arguing going on. It was my first experience as a delegate. And I was told that there was a lot more arguing and, you know, about this delegate thing going on there than had ever happened. So people are really fed up.
But well, you know, it's not just you. It was the former, I think she's a two-term governor, Jan Brewer of Arizona, went to the Arizona convention, GOP convention yesterday, where they actually chose the individual delegates after they'd had the election, after Donald Trump had gotten over, he'd gotten 40-some-odd percent of the vote. He had all 58 delegates, according to the election. But then Ted Cruz got every single one of them. And Jan Brewer, the former governor, I think two-time governor, said, I've been a delegate to the last 5 GOP conventions, and I was excluded because I was loyal to Trump. I mean, that's amazing to me. I just see them taking over the entire electoral process and doing it in such a blatant fashion. I mean, it's not even a split. It was unanimous for Trump, and then they switch it around at the convention to where it's unanimous for Cruz. Isn't that amazing?
Well, and if you look at the percentages, I mean, it's just crazy. If Trump had 35% of the popular vote and Cruz only had 17, well, you're giving Ted Cruz 10 delegates to go, and that's 77%
yeah.
of the delegates, and Trump has 3, which is only 23%.
And there's a lot more people in the race during when Virginia was happening. It wasn't
that's
just
right.
3 like it is now.
That's right. I think that was back at Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Terry. We got a lot of callers that are backed up here. Let's go to Chris in Indiana. Chris.
Hello,
Chris.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, go ahead.
Hi, I'm from South Bend, Indiana, and I'm going to a Trump rally tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Look, all this racism stuff, I am proud to be white, and this is turning into anti-racist is code term for anti-white. And like race, like this whole war on language, racist really means it's not like you're against another race. Racist, the definition basically is you're proud to be your race. And it's like only white people cannot be proud of their race. That's because The system hates white people because we love guns. We're pissed off. I mean, we love the family.
Well, I think it's amazing that La Raza, which is Spanish for the race, can do this, and yet nobody calls them racist.
They can say it's La Raza.
Blatantly racist. Exactly. That's what you heard at the events.
Heard it too many times to count.
Yeah, absolutely. So are you going to the Trump rally tomorrow? Is there one there in Indiana?
Yeah, I work downtown. I'm a medical technologist downtown here in South Bend, and I'm just going to walk there because I mean, I'm not going to bring my car anywhere around there after seeing, like, police cars getting shaken up and stomped on and all this. I'll just take the 6-block walk.
Yeah, there's no concern for private property. I would have a camera ready and a backup camera in case that one goes down, and be sure all your batteries are charged because you never know when stuff is going to break out. It seems to break out after people get turned away and they're going back to their cars. That's when stuff starts to happen, when the rally fills up and there's, you know, 1,500, 1,000 people just standing around going, well, I guess we're going to leave. And then they have to go back through the protesters.
So that's an important point, Chris. Yeah. Make sure you got a camera. Make sure you record it because mainstream media is going to twist this, and so is Ted Cruz, to say that it's the Trump supporters' fault and that it's Donald Trump's fault on this.
And Chris, get your video out and then send us an email. So you can send me an email, robd@infowars.com or whistleblower@infowars.com.
Absolutely.
You know, put it out there.
Thank you, Chris. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot, David. I want to make a quick comment on Ted Cruz. I hear a lot of people saying that, well, you know, the reason that he's not getting traction is it just shows that America is not as conservative as it used to be. Well, that may be partly true, but I think the real reason that Ted Cruz is not getting traction is because, people don't believe Ted Cruz. They see through him.
That's right.
They don't believe that he is a conservative. They don't believe that he is a Christian. I mean, you look at his behavior, his actions, cheating on his wife, and all of this infidelity and everything. So obviously he didn't honor his oath to his wife. I was telling Alex years ago, a year and a half or two ago, that this guy is not what you think. And the fact that his wife is CFR and was drawing up the North American Union, and the fact that she worked for one of the number one enemy banks of the people of humanity, that does mean something. This guy came out of the bushes. This guy comes out of the bushes. He honors the bushes. He loves his association with the Bush family, the Bush crime family. And I don't know if people remember this or not, but I think it was back in around 1987 or 88, George Herbert Walker Bush had stated, you know, as far as Christians go, they have an extra chromosome. They're mentally retarded. I mean, these people, they play the Christian. Yeah. They play the Christians as suckers. Ted Cruz is doing.
And he hasn't carried the evangelicals in the South, which is what he said he was going to do, because I think a lot of people have seen through it. You see through it. I see through it. And I saw through what he was doing at the open carry rally that we covered in San Antonio. We got 1,000 people out there marching for their legal rights respected here in Texas to open carry firearms, that long arms that were slung over their shoulders at the time. Ted Cruz was in the hotel, the Hyatt across the street, doing a fundraiser with Republican women, you know, having this little literal tea party with them, because that's what he does. You go to Indianapolis, and you've got Donald Trump going to the people who are seeing their factory, their carrier factory, move down to Mexico. Ted Cruz goes to a GOP dinner. I mean, this is what we see over and over.
Supposed to vote on audit the Fed? Go campaign somewhere.
That's right.
You know,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Cruz's MO.
So I don't buy any of that stuff. I haven't bought it for a long time, and I don't. His wife's connections with Goldman Sachs, with the Council on Foreign Relations, you know, it's just absolutely amazing if you really vet this guy. And you don't have to look at any issues that are put out by the National Enquirer. Look at what he did to Ben Carson. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote
promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I started off the broadcast today, and I'm going to be ending it here. And we've got a roundtable discussion going there in the studio. We've got David Knight. We've got Josh Owen, so I do want to hear more from him. He's just such an amazing camera guy and journalist, and, of course, Rob Due. But I want to just spend a few minutes here pointing out that this shows us really how high the stakes are under globalism, the balkanization, the open borders, what the establishment is doing to make sure that we're so at each other's throats we can fall to their foreign takeover. We have an occupied country. We are being subdivided. We are being tested as a model for New World Order control worldwide. And for folks that haven't gone to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or haven't gone to GrudgeReport.com where they have some of our videos linked, you haven't watched this for yourself to just see, you know, just big, fat, people hopping around waving Mexican flags, and then like weirdos, social justice warrior people that look like they're, you know, glow in the dark space aliens, with a bunch of hateful Black Lives Matter people just attacking anyone they can and just saying, we're peaceful, bam, punch you right in the face. It's like a sick cult. And they just think they've been given the green light by the establishment. And they have been given the green light, but they think to, quote, take over. No, no, it's to create the clash of civilizations. And when it's all said and done, we'll have nothing but a total police state in this country. But I just want to say, you know, Rob Dew and people like Josh Owens, who, and of course, David Knight, and countless others that have gone into these conflict zones, like the Bundy standoff, both in Nevada and up in Oregon, and all the stuff in Ferguson with the guys getting shot with rubber bullets, you know, Joe Biggs, Jakari getting hit with tear gas. I really just want to say that I am so proud of the team we've got and the modern 21st century Paul Revere's that we've got in our crew. But I also want to thank all of you, the listeners and the viewers, because I'm not being patronizing when I say you are the resistance. I mean, we couldn't do this without you. And I know you know that, but understand our victories against tyranny, exposing this evil, are your victory. And so I want everybody to savor the fact that we've got mega viral videos every week exposing the globalist takeover that they don't want people to see. You know, even the LA Times bemoaned all the Mexican flags and said, oh my gosh, this is really going to help Trump. Absolutely. We're going to get out there. We're going to show the face of the New World Order and what it has created, and these dumbed down masses of desperate people of every race, color, and creed who think fighting with each other while we're all collectively being enslaved is going to create some great future for us. So I just wanted to, I'm going to get off here and just listen. I'm listening here on the free iPhone app. But I want to hear Josh in a few minutes about his experiences, what he saw, and then you guys take a few final calls. But just in closing, please, folks, support InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody needs storable food in these bad times. 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select and InfoWarsStore.com. Bunch of specials on nutraceuticals running right now as well. And you're getting great products, and you're funding independent, free media. It is very expensive to do this. You know, look at Glenn Beck says he's on the verge of bankruptcy, all the rest of it. We've tried to do it, you know, lean, mean, you know, on the ground, right here in Texas, as inexpensively as we can. But if we had the funds, we could do even more. So I want to thank you all for your support, and now pass the baton to Josh Owens, who was there for the Communist Ford Foundation, New World Order Finance, La Reconquista garbage, the attacks on free speech. And these videos, folks, are the weapons of truth. They don't want your speech out there. They don't want our videos out there. They don't want this information seen. That's why you've got to get it and send it out, knowing you're literally in a military operation against the globalists. All right, InfoWars.com/show. Spread that link, folks, and thank you for your support.
Absolutely. And just like Alex said, whether it's Bundy Ranch, whether it's Ferguson, all these places that we've been going to, no one else is really doing this to the scale that we're doing it. Me and Rob Dew were out there with iPhones posting videos immediately as things were happening so that people can see that the media can't spin these Trump outside of these Trump rallies any longer, because we're pretty much going to all of them.
Yeah.
And when you see the crazy thing about being there is that you actually get up close and personal and get to look in these people's eyes, and you see the difference, like Alex said. You see the difference from the people that are standing in line that are going into the Trump rally and the people that are protesting it. And it's not about wealthy people and poor people. It's just about people that look like decent, honest, regular people, and then people that they look like criminals, and their actions are proving that they are criminals.
Oh, yeah.
So when people get upset about Trump saying they're bringing in criminals, they're bringing, you know, if you're upset about that, then don't prove him right.
Yeah.
Don't go out there and destroy your city. See, that's what doesn't make any sense to me. In Costa Mesa, Donald Trump comes to their town, and they're all like, well, this is our town. You know, you're not going to come to our town. Well, then why are you destroying your own town when he comes to it? How does that make any sense that you're going to tag the light poles and you're going to spray paint the sign of the facility that he was at? You're going to torment the people that live in your town. What is that doing to Donald Trump other than making you look like a criminal and look like a moron? Is actually what it's doing.
And it's very important, like you pointed out, the fact that people support us, that we can go to these different places. You mentioned the Bundy Ranch, and Alex mentioned the fact that Glenn Beck's operation is facing financial difficulty. Well, he was lying about what was going on at the Bundy Ranch, just like Ted Cruz is lying about what's going on in Chicago, what happened in California. People see through the lies when he says Trump is causing these riots. Trump is encouraging riots. He's going to do everything he can to encourage riots. It's like, that's not what's happening. And you guys were there. You took the videos. People can see for themselves now what's going on. unedited, not the way that the mainstream press puts this out there with their toned down headlines like, well, we don't really know what happened. There was a Trump rally and then all this violence because of Trump.
Right. Okay. It was all incited by the controlled opposition. And you can see the videos. We've been putting them out. Just watch it for yourself. But, and we got more we're putting out, too. We have plenty of videos. We you know, there's just not enough time in the day to upload these things with some of the upload speeds. But we do appreciate everybody's support out there for, you know, allowing us to do this. Because when I first got here, it wasn't like the news wasn't as instant as what we have now. I mean, it is instant news, and we have to be on that front edge or else we will get left behind. And people will the mainstream media will be able to push their narrative. You know, the one thing about the mainstream media, they got big vans and big cameras, but they can't move as fast as a couple guys with iPhones.
That's right.
So
that's right.
We have that going for us.
And they're losing credibility,
yeah,
just as Beck did, because people can see that they're spinning this. They're not telling the truth about what's going on. Let's go to Scott in Washington. Scott, go ahead. Hello, Scott. You're still there.
Well, there's two things I want to mention real quick. It's not surprising that good old Ted Cruz with a feel such compassion for these dreamers, because if you recall, with his good old friend Glenn C. Beck, guess who was down there on the border passing out teddy bears and soccer ball?
That's right. That was a narrative that they were selling everybody, and yet what we saw in reality is we saw these people wearing the Mexican flag, burning the American flag, smashing police cars, spray painting people's cars because they had somebody with a Trump shirt on the inside, and then on the inside of the rally, you've got Donald Trump standing there with people, Hispanic, black, other, and they're showing their pictures of their relatives who were murdered by criminals who came across the border illegally, unvetted, and that's what has to be stopped, absolutely.
But that's love and compassion from Ted speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I have to mention the number one reason that I would want to see Donald Trump get it, even above bringing back jobs to this country, and Roger Stone alluded to it, is that he would be the one that would have standing to go after and to prosecute the Clinton Foundation and all the garbage that's going on in there. And I would solely believe that all the blackmail that she's got on people in Washington has to do with that foundation and has to probably do with the fact that people were probably heavily invested in it. And I think you'll see a whole lot of stuff come out. So I sincerely hope that he puts muscle into doing that.
That's well, there's a lot that I think he'll expose. I mean, even when we look at what people are talking about with the upcoming debates between him and Hillary Clinton, he's going to go after Hillary Clinton's criminal past, and no other Republican would do that. They're all going to say, oh, that wouldn't fit into decorum. We just can't come after her. You need to come after people if they're committing criminal actions. Thank you, Scott. Let's go real quickly to Rich in New York City. Go ahead, Rich.
Good evening, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, a couple comments. One is, you know, I'm kind of disgusted by this whole all these protests that are going on at the Trump rally. And, you know, what's really troublesome is that, guys, if you're not behind Trump, you have a simple solution. Don't vote for him. And the fact that they're restricting everybody's free speech is disgusting. That's number one.
Yeah, go rally behind another candidate. You know, go walk the streets for that candidate. Go make some phone calls. Go do something positive with your time instead of destroying property and getting in people's faces and calling them racist.
Do a video. Tell people why you support the candidate you support or why you don't support this other guy. But instead, they just stand out there and chant three words and get violent with people.
It's become a fad.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and continue, Rich.
Point is about Ted Cruz, and I share a couple commonalities of Cruz. Number one, I was born on the same day he was. Number two is I'm half Canadian, and you know what? I can't run for president, and neither can Ted Cruz. He's not eligible. He should have been out of this a long time. He hasn't produced any documentation, and he needs to just bow out.
I think that's why he's there, so he can bow out.
What's going on?
Yeah,
I think they're going to use him to bow out and install somebody else, because I don't think they really want Ted Cruz either. He's just a pawn at this point.
Well, that's all the time we've got. Sorry to the callers that we couldn't get to. Join us tomorrow morning at 11 Central and noon Eastern.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.